Dad, what's that thing making no sounds?
Why, this is a radio, son.
This feels like a bad rehearsal I wasn't invited to. Couldn't agree more.
Turn off your radio, now!
Careful, you're about to start another rant.
Why am I the only one who sees the disaster forming?
You remind me of a wind-up toy.
The air is warm, the roofs are warmer. Mandate Phase 1 is in effect. This is Quartz Junction. All zones, you may now check in.
Salton Sea reporting in. The tiki bar is now called the Glazed Grotto. Ceramic tiles went up overnight. No one asked why. Free Mai Tai showed up, so we stopped caring.
Taliesin West checking in. One of the vaults shifted 3 degrees overnight. No wind, no movement, just alignment. The ceramic drones flew past, whispered something in blueprint, and left.
Arcosanti checking in. At 3:14 a.m., a drone crashed into a metal roof. No tools, no team. We've declared it a ceramic awakening. A small crowd gathered. Someone read the drone its last rites.
Guji sector here. Roofs upgraded mid-party. Who is this HOA? We refuse to ditch our atomic glaze. HOA called it aggressively non-compliant. One guy muttered, compliance over freedom. We sent him to Phoenix, never to return.
This is Neil reporting from Studio 7.5 in the vast frontier. Carvin amps fired up. Check. Radio Shack microphones. Check. Solid state systems. All go.
Per HOA Mandate 3C, Subsection D, amended retroactively to 12 months ago, all roof structures shall comply with the approved ceramic desert modern aesthetic. Enforcement will be conducted via drone, certified mail cascade, and the appointment of an officer of the HOA court. Non-compliance will result in citations, fines, social downgrading, and mandatory pallet resubmission. Thank you for your visual cooperation.
Anyone know what the deal is with these ceramic citations? I just got fined $60 for having a metal roof.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got a note that said my house was eccentrically non-compliant, but then they sent me a color wheel. It's full of various shades of beige.
I checked the bylaws. No mention of ceramic. Just roofing must harmonize with the sun. What does that even mean?
Maybe like warm feelings or like spiritual tiling.
Don't ceramic roofs crack from pigeon crap during the monsoons?
Maybe it's a new ceramic. You know, one that senses your emotions, like a mood ring.
I'm turning off my roof until someone explains this.
Tired of two-tier roofing enforcement? So am I. I stand for all things free. Free weed barrier for all, replace all roundabouts with signal lights, and work closely with the drone lobbies. I've spoken to passing cars. I know the people. I'm Riley Quartzon, and I want your vote for HOA president. www.rileyquartz.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Riley Quartzon, HOA. Integrity. HOA now.
Hey! This is your girl live from the Vault Dome at Arcosanti, where the HOA Gala of Excellence just happened. Blake was named a Titan of Design Harmony. She got a commemorative ceramic decadent sand whisper shingle and a palette immunity. Totally jealous.
Charming, in a way that makes me want to vanish. I got my HOA citation today. Says car is off theme. It's beige, the approved beige. I followed the rules. I printed the PDF. I laminated it. They doubled the fine because I called and complained.
Well, I don't entirely disagree. I just don't get it.
This is exactly what happened at camp. They said blue scarf was fine, and everyone else wore maroon, and then I got in trouble. Now it's happening again. Fine. I'm sending in dispute number 3. Why do they keep charging me with fines?
Say hello to the Roof Buffer, Quartz Junction's leading solution in perceived ceramic alignment. Roof Buffer doesn't fix your roof, it softens the vibe. It comes with Optimism Grade decals. Free sample of Just Beige Enough and Decadent Sand Whisper with every order. Call 1-800-DESTROY-MY-VIBE to stay in HOA compliance today.
What's the matter with me? I told him to tell me what the man said, and he told me what the man said. He didn't tell me what he said. He told me what the man said. I'm sure he must have said something to the man, and tonight I'll ask him what he said, and he'll tell me what he said to the man, and then we'll see what he says to me about what he said to the man. It's that simple.
If denial were a superpower, you'd be unstoppable.
You didn't hear me the first time? I said, stop listening to the radio. How did you get this far? I will report you to the CIA.
We now take you to the Vault Dome at Arcosanti, where the distinguished guests are engaged in their gala after party.
I'm technically an influencer. I, like, influence product placements nobody asked for. I mean, people totally buy what I'm selling via PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Cash, Bitcoin, Ethereum.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stucco.
Stucco who?
Stucco influencer. I stick to anything trending.
You're adorable, but also tragic.
Did you hear? New legislation bans AI from government institutions.
Yes, and it was all proofread by Grok.
Why'd the chicken die of old age trying to cross the road?
How come?
HOA rezoned the sidewalk. Bird was out of compliance.
I went to the boutique, and they didn't have any ethically sourced costume jewelry. Like, what am I supposed to manifest in? Bare wrists? Poverty energy? Why can't I get what I want when I want... Daddy!
I always make a plan before I forget it. It's efficient if you think about it backwards. Who in the world teleported me here?
Remember to report all trash receptacle violations and overgrown weeds to the CIA. Compliance Intelligence Authority. We monitor behavior patterns and loyalty.
How will they even proofread legislation from now on?
Tell those politicians to dust off their copies of the Trivium if they even have a copy.
My friend works in legislation. She says politicians can't read.
I'm actually a minimalist living coach.
Well, I'm a wellness disruption strategist. We should collab.
Yeah.
I said, turn off your radio!
Just posted a badass selfie on the HOA Face Finder. 17 likes in 16 minutes, crushing it. And now it's time for a micro cover.
Micro cover?
Yes, a micro cover. Oh, a micro cover?
I can't believe it. A micro cover.
Heck yes. Can you name that tune, or tunes?
It's really no secret. The presentation is great, but the music is awful.
The story was adapted from Outlaw Tales of Arizona by Jan Clear, published by Morris Book Publishing, 2006. Background music for this segment by Stephen Lin.
In the desert, time does not pass. It waits. And sometimes it remembers for us what we'd rather forget.
The 1871 Wickenburg Massacre. Just after sunup on November 5th, 1871, the Arizona Stage Company coach rattled out of Wickenburg, bound for the river town of Ehrenburg. It was a run of just over 100 miles, if nothing got in the way. 8 passengers, 1 driver, one desert road. all but one started the journey the night before, climbing aboard in Prescott. They rode through the darkness, arriving in Wickenburg well after midnight. Only Aaron Burnett joined Fresh that morning. Sleepy-eyed, he wedged himself in beside the others until, just a few miles outside of town, he remembered he had unfinished business. Asking to be let off, he said he would walk back. That unplanned errand saved his life. The others rode on. Peter Hamill and George Salmon, exhausted but glad to be going home, sat inside. They'd just finished working with the Wheeler expedition, helping map the Wild West for military operations to come. Beside them sat Frederick Scholholm, a jeweler heading to Philadelphia by way of San Francisco. And next to him, Molly Shepherd, 24 years old, a former madam, leaving town with a fur cape and $15,000 in cash. Up top, young journalist Frederick Loring rode beside the driver, Dutch John Lance. Loring had cropped his hair short, saying he hoped it made him less tempting to scalp. Dutch John, barely weeks into the job, gripped the reins. This was his second trip driving. Charles Adams, once a flower clerk, sat on the other side of the bench. He was heading back to his wife and children in San Francisco. William Kruger, a government clerk with rumors trailing him like dust, was said to be carrying up to $40,000 in military funds. He planned to get off in Ehrenberg. The Arizona Stage Company had been moving people across dust and danger since before there were proper roads. A ticket bought you a space with a bench, a bag of hardtack, and a chance of survival. Nothing more. The coaches were built strong, but rode tough. Brakes groaned, wheels jittered, heat pulsed from every rivet. Inside, the ride was cramped, unforgiving. Dust seeped in through every seam. No matter how many bolts they tightened, the desert always found a way in. And still, people paid good money to climb aboard. It was much faster than walking, and that was enough. The stage rattled west. Passengers settled in, dealing cards for a game of freeze-out. Molly laid her fur cape across their laps to serve as a table. Guns were stashed under their seats. They wanted to ride in comfort, but that comfort would cost them. For the next hour, the desert rolled by in silence and shuffle. Sagebrush, rock, a jackrabbit vanishing into a shadow. The passengers played their hands, too tired to speak. Then the driver, Dutch John, steered the coach down into a dry wash. A shimmer through the bush. "Apaches!" he shouted. A second before the gunfire came, he slumped forward, dead before he hit the reins. Journalist Loring beside him struck in the same volley. The coach veered, crashing off the trail. Scholholm died with cards still in his hands. Peter Hamill was shot where he sat. Molly was thrown from the stage, bloodied, dazed, but kept alive. Kruger, he too escaped, though counts differ on how.
Perhaps it was a message, perhaps a misfire of fate. But the desert has no need for clarity, only for consequence, and silence when the shouting stops.
When a posse found the coach, what they found was strange. The strongbox had not been touched. Mail bags were sliced, but not ransacked. Letters opened with care. Ammunition was left behind. Horses, alive and unclaimed. Harnesses, unbuckled and stacked. No signs of looting. No signs of haste. Two victims had been scalped. But jewelry remained. So did the leather, tack, food. None of it was taken. Not even the bullets. And then, the clothing. Survivors swore some attackers wore blue trousers. Military issue. But no one could say if the shooters were Apache, Mexican, white men, or something else. Kruger, it was whispered, vanished for days after the massacre. He claimed to have wandered delirious, hiding from the shadows. But his boots were clean, and Molly, she said she'd seen him run, not hide. The theories grew fast, brittle as desert thorns. Some were whispered over poker tables. Others were scratched into letters that were never mailed. Some whispered that the white settlers staged the massacre, that it was meant to trigger outrage, justify more military funding, and funnel contracts to the right men. If war brought profit, then blood became currency. Others pointed south to a Mexican outlaw named Joaquin Barbie. 2 months before, a woman claimed she overheard two men plotting to rob a coach. She warned the town. No one listened. Or maybe they did. Federal agents took statements. Files were started. Then they were shelved. There was no manhunt. No bounty. No conclusion. The Arizona Press ran headlines for a few days, then fell silent. No sketches, no names, no suspects. It was easier that way. The road between Wickenburg and Ehrenberg remained open. Coaches kept running, business as usual. Caution was a whisper, not a command. In the end, memory proved less profitable than denial. Kruger and Molly, they survived. Their stories never fully matched. The case, if you want to call it that, was never solved. The desert closed back over the road.
We are told the desert swallows things, men, memories, meaning, but sometimes it buries them just deep enough to whisper them back.
Broadcasting from the vast frontier, where concrete curves with intention and domes whisper in heat, Quartz Junction returns every other week, or whenever the wind remembers how to carry us, for credits, sources, and where to listen, follow the signal at quartzjunction.blog.